One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. This is your last chance to send for the new Barber Family album. Listen at the end of the program. We'll tell you how you can get yours. Overheard between Claudia and Father Barber on the upper terrace.
Dad, I know you don't approve of Joan's taking an apartment by herself.
I haven't said a word, Claudia. Express no opinion.
You don't need to. I've watched your eyebrows for a good many years now. They've told me a great deal.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Are you planning something special for the weekend? Well, let's hope those plans turn out perfectly. To help them do just that, here's something to remember. If a headache or an acid-upset stomach threatens to interfere with your weekend activities, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from those common ailments. You'll surely appreciate the way it acts so quickly to reduce excess gastric acidity causing the distress of acid indigestion, and the way it soothes and comforts an aching head. So always have Alka-Seltzer handy in your home. Always ask your druggist for the big family-size package. Chapter 10, Book 85. The upper terrace of the Barber family home here in Seacliff, San Francisco, commands a view of Father Barber's garden, which runs all the way to the seawall. Nearby is the Golden Gate, and beyond, the Pacific. And it has other advantages in the evening. Here there is sometimes a gathering of the clan for a few pleasant minutes before dinner. Claudia, homeward bound from shopping, has stopped by this evening. She is saying to Mother and Father Barber,
"So I told Nicky I'll consider myself a Sky Ranch widow until he gets his job done up there."
Oh, I've guessed what it is, Claudia. He is building a log cabin above the woods trail for the children. Eh?
But we aren't going to breathe a word of it, Claudia.
Oh, I hope you don't. He wants the youngsters to be surprised.
Claudia, if you're alone tonight, why don't you have dinner with us?
Yes.
Are you twisting my arm? I'd love to.
I'll go and tell Mrs. Kettle to put on another plate.
I didn't come hinting, you know.
I know you didn't, my dear. We're glad to have you. I'll be right back.
Dad?
Huh?
I know you don't approve of Joan's taking an apartment by herself.
I haven't said a word, Claudia. Express no opinion.
You don't need to. I've watched your eyebrows for a good many years now. They've told me a great deal.
Ooh.
I'm sure it's going to be all right.
None of my business. I watch with interest, that's all.
Well, I want you to know we didn't let her go into it without considering it very carefully. The fact that she has her own money makes things especially difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
But it really came down to a question, well, whether we trusted her or not.
Oh, don't explain to me. I'm an outmoded generation.
She's going to furnish the apartment beautifully. She bought a lovely antique desk today, a beautiful old piece.
The estate has released money for antiques?
Well, I hope she's going to have enough. Jack and Judge Hunter allowed her $2,000. Joan says she wants nice things, and until she can have all the proper furnishings, she'll sit on apple boxes.
Hi.
Huh?
Jack coming through the hedge. Hello.
I didn't hear you drive in, my boy.
I didn't drive, Dad. My car's in the shop again. Hi, Claude.
Hello, Jack.
What's the matter with that machine this time?
Age, that's all, Dad. It has to be patched together with wire and chewing gum every now and then.
Sit down.
Oh, can't stay, Dad. Betty's about ready for me. Is Paul here?
Dressing. He's going out.
Oh, well, excuse me. I want to go up and see him a minute. I'll see you later, Claudia.
All right, Jack. I didn't know Paul was going out. Did he mention it when he came through here?
Paul? Ooh, never says anything about anything. Yeah, he'll stay at breakfast in the morning. Won't be here for dinner tonight. Yeah, come home at 5, change, go out, come back. Nobody has the faintest idea where he's been or whom he has seen. And if you ask a question, the subject is changed adroitly, and you find yourself talking about the Russians. Paul lives in a world of his own with his books up there at the top of the house. Yes, hermit.
I want to see him before he gets away tonight.
Better catch him now, then. He slips in and out like a wraith.
Oh, Dad, it isn't that bad. I wonder if I'd be interrupting anything if I went up there. There's something I'd like to see
you about. You're going out, Paul. Have you got a minute?
Oh, sure. Hi, Jack.
Okay. I had to write Teddy a legal letter today. I thought you might like to see a copy of it.
Oh, well, read it to me while I put on my shoes, will you?
Hey, you look pretty sharp, mister.
Cliff bought me this necktie from Brown and Tedler. He said it's what old gents with iron gray hair are wearing.
I can see why.
Colorful, huh? Let's hear the letter.
Well, I said, Dear Teddy, this makes it official. This morning in Marin County, I filed an answer in your behalf in the divorce suit. And in case that sounds ominous, I hasten to assure you it's a mere formality. Mm. The hearing will come up in the next week or 10 days, and since there's to be no contest, it should take all of 10 or 15 minutes. I'll write you in Tokyo.
Oh, get that, will you, Jack?
Yeah. Hello? Yes, Benny. Okay, well, hold it 3 minutes. Yeah. Well, okay, honey, have the kids sit down. Bye. Where was I? Oh, I'll write you in Tokyo as soon as we've had the hearing, but I thought you'd like to know you'll be a free woman before the month is out. And I send our love. Hmm.
Did you mention this to Dad?
No, you think I should?
Well, I would. You don't want to read about it in the papers.
Well, I was kind of hoping you might miss the papers, Paul. The San Francisco papers, anyhow. There isn't much of a story in the hearings in Marin County.
Still, it's only fair to keep him abreast of each move as you make it.
Okay, but I hate to disappoint him. He's still hoping for a miracle.
Well, there's going to be one. You take it along, show it to him.
Hello up there. Are you Deacon?
Oh, tell me to come on.
Claude, come on. The old boy looks mighty pretty.
Say, is this last flight of stairs getting steeper?
Yeah. Paul increases the grade every spring, seems like.
I can remember those stairs when we ran them 3 steps at a time.
Yeah, let's see, that was about 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, Jack, don't go.
Yeah, I got it, Claude. Betty just phoned. Dinner's ready. I live on a time schedule right up to 9 o'clock when I fall in bed. Good night.
Good night, Jack. Oh, don't let me keep you if you're ready to go.
No, no, I got a few minutes yet. I want to get together a few more books to take over to Berkeley. I'm having dinner with your daughter tonight.
Joan? How nice. I saw her today, but she was so excited about a new desk, I guess she forgot to mention it. You taking her out to dinner?
Oh, no, she's giving the kitchen equipment a trial run tonight.
Oh, really? Well.
Huh?
You'll be her first guest, then.
You're not jealous, are you?
Well, yes, I am.
Joan needed a guinea pig, and I'm it.
Oh, their favorite uncle. Oh, it'll be wonderful for me to have a free and easy relationship with Joan.
Pretty tough for parents, Claude. Uncles get all the breaks.
Mm. You know, until this apartment thing came up, Joan and I were, well, pretty palsy-walsy for a while there. I tried not to sound like a mother, and she tried not to sound like a daughter. We could almost be friends.
Well, I don't see why the apartment should have changed anything. You didn't stand in her way.
I had all sorts of mental reservations, though, and she knew it.
Well, why not? How could you help it?
Did you have some, too?
Oh, I didn't say that. I just don't know what else you could have done. She can afford it. She's 19.
I want to trust her and believe in her. I asked her today. Oh, well, never mind. You want to go, I won't keep you.
No, I have to type these books. Stick around.
You've practically filled her bookcases for her.
I was getting pretty crowded here, anyway. What were you going to say?
Hmm?
You asked her today?
Well, I made another mistake, I guess. You know, last week, that night she didn't go back to the sorority house, you know?
Mm.
Well, when she told me she'd spent the night with Patricia Glennon, she's a sorority sister, but she lives at home.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Joan told me she'd spent the night there and gave me the phone number and all that and said I could call if I didn't believe her. And I did believe her, Paul, but, well, I knew Nikki would ask if I'd verified it. At least I think that's the reason I phoned Mrs. Glennon, Paul. I really think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought Joan had gone upstairs. Maybe she had, but when you dial our downstairs phone, the extension in the hall upstairs tinkles a little in sympathy. When I'd hung up, there was Joan standing in back of me. And she said that I say I trust her, but deep down in my heart, I really don't. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I look back on my own college career, and I suppose the wild things I did, eloping with Johnny Roberts, and in a way it was in rebellion against Dad.
Yeah, you're wondering, honey.
Huh?
You started telling me what you asked Joan today.
Oh, well, she'd bought a desk, a perfectly beautiful thing. Darn costly, though. But that's her problem. Anyway, after she'd bought the desk and we'd gone back to her apartment, I made sounds like a mother. I really did. I said, Joan, is there a boy?
And?
No, there isn't. She resented it, though. She looked square at me and said there wasn't anybody and she wasn't in love, and did that answer my question? Hmm? Why are you smiling?
Well, if she were in love, Claudia, and at least this apartment for a love nest, she'd hardly be inviting an ancient uncle to be her first guest now, would she?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, and with these books and we'll go. Here.
I always feel better when I've talked to you, Paul.
I'll take these. Oh, wait a minute. Hello. Oh, hello there, young lady. Not late, am I? I was just leaving. Oh, I see. No, it's all right, Joan. Doesn't matter at all. Oh, sure, some other time. Yeah. Okay, honey. Night.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I haven't had dinner date after all. Joan doesn't want me to come tonight.
Why, Paul. Paul, what in the world can that mean?
This is it. The last time we can offer the new Barber Family album to our friends.
Oh, you forgot to say it's the very, very best album we've ever had, Mr. Barton.
Margaret, don't you think that sounds a little conceited?
Oh, gee, Mom, I thought everyone had agreed that it was the best. It's true, isn't it, Grandfather, that all our friends are writing us about it and saying it's simply super.
Yeah, we've had wonderful letters about it, Margaret. Wonderful. I think it's really a pity that everyone can't have a copy.
What do you mean, can't have a copy? The evening's still young, isn't it? The drugstores are still open, aren't they?
Goodness, Cliff, you sound so vehement.
Well, this is a time for action. It's now or never, and doggone, it's the easiest thing in the world to go to the drugstore for a bottle of Bactine, tear off the box top, and send it along with a dime.
Of course it's easy, but, well, it's late to be talking about it.
I don't believe it. I think there are lots of folks who like to wait till the last minute, who get a big kick out of meeting a deadline.
Yeah, maybe you do have a point, Clifford.
I'm sure I have. And Frank, my boy, it's up to you to say the word that'll get those last-minute folks out of the house and down to the drugstore for a bottle of Bactine.
Well, how about it, friends? If you are on that last-minute list, if you like a deadline, here it is. Your very last opportunity to send for your copy of the new and beautiful 20-page picture history of your friends, the Barbers. As Clifford said, it's really easy to send in for this new Barber Family album. Just get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine from your drugstore. Then tear off the flap of the box that says open this end and send it with your name and address and 10 cents in coin to help cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. We know you'll be happy with this new Barber Family album, that it will give you real enjoyment and make you feel you know the Barber Family even better. We feel sure you'll appreciate our sponsor's fine product, Bactine, too. For it's the new and modern type antiseptic that can help you safeguard your family's health in so many, many ways. Remember, tomorrow will be too late to send in for your copy of the Barber Family album. You must act now. Send a Bactine box top, 10 cents, and your name and address to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Remember, friends, this is the last time we can offer to send you a copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber Family album. To get yours, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine and 10 cents to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order more than one album if you like, but send a Bactine box top and 10 cents for each album you want. We cannot make this offer again, so send for your Barber Family album at once. Send your dime and box top to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, The Boy in the Case, Chapter 11, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.